BBC 新生校园英语。
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，欢迎收听新生校园英语迷你系列节目，我是 Helen。
It's all very well to have the promise of an exciting time, but many international students do feel a little overwhelmed when they first arrive in Britain.
我也有这种感受。作为学生，除了学习之外，最重要的是交朋友。我们的文化背景、生活习惯和思维方式都不一样，是不是有些担心呢？
Well, Li Wen from Dalian just arrived in London a few weeks ago, and he has a master plan.
The first thing I would do is to get along with English-speaking guys, especially from local English-speaking people, and I have to network with them and be friendly with them. I think this is the first thing I would do to improve my oral English.
李文同学刚到伦敦不久，他准备主动出击，结交英国朋友。首先，他想提高自己的口语。
Tom Searle, a medical student from King's College London, believes that improving your English can be a two-way process.
If an overseas student is a little bit less confident with their English, but they'd want to try and get better, then I'd say home students are very willing to sort of, you know, talk to them and try and improve their English as well, and maybe even...you know, get some tips on, you know, another language themselves.
海外学生是 overseas students, 或者是 international students. 英国本地学生是 home students. Tom 认为英国本地学生一般都很乐意和海外学生交朋友，说不定还会向海外学生学习外语呢。
With so many British students interested in China, I'm sure a lot of them would jump at the chance to get some free Mandarin tuition.
在哪里交朋友都一样，关键是要靠自己。Tom 觉得积极参加校园的活动是结交朋友的好机会。
Listen out for the phrase to mingle to see if you can figure out its meaning.
There's a lot that you can gain from just, you know, trying to be involved andtrying your hardest to sort of, you know, mingle in and being involved in a lot of social activities. And I think no matter where you're from, people react very well to that. And if you're sort of, you know, try to be quite social, then people will treat you in the same way.
To mingle 是一个很口语化的表达，意思就是在聚会上和他人交往。Social activities 指社交活动。
Social activities play a big part in university life, and if you get involved in different clubs or societies, then you're more than likely to make friends with people from everywhere.
是的，喜欢社交 ,to be social, 是结交朋友的好方式。不过听说英国学生们都很能喝酒，喜欢泡酒吧。那么如果我不怎么喝酒，那可怎么办呢？
Hugo Hickson, who recently graduated from Cambridge University, thinks that people have misunderstood drinking culture at university.
University is what you make of it. And even things like going to the pub or going out doesn't have to be alcohol-centred. You know, and I think that's maybe something that intimidates people, is they think if you go to the pub, you have to have 10 pints of beer when you're there, which is just not true.
Hugo 刚从剑桥大学毕业不久，他说同学们不要认为去酒吧就必须喝酒。It doesn't have to be alcohol-centered. 那么如果我喝没有含酒精的饮料，其他英国同学们会接受吗？
There's nothing wrong with that in the slightest, yeah.
其实喝什么并不重要，重要的是和其他同学有交流。告诉大家一个 tip, 如果在酒吧里你不想喝酒，钱包也比较紧，那么最便宜的饮料就是 lime soda, 柠檬汽水，只要几十便士就有一大杯了。
BBC Learning English。
另外，在和英国本土学生交流的时候，一开始肯定碰到不少语言困难。马上要到 UCL 进修的 Bill 有这样的体会。
Do you know what Bill means by slang?
I would say the biggest challenge was the slang, because English people, different regions, different areas, they have different slang, different cultures.And even dialects, different accents. So unfortunately, the first time I came to England, I found quite difficult to understand the slang.
Slang, 俚语, accents, 口音, dialects, 方言, what can you do? Hugo has only one suggestion.
But the only way around it is to keep trying and to keep going for it. And most people are pretty patient and won't mind giving it a go. You've just got to have the confidence and keep trying, keep trying.
Well, just like Hugo said, the only way is really to go and mingle with local people and keep trying.
只要你有想结交来自世界各地朋友的愿望，你就能克服语言上的障碍。凭你的个人魅力和努力，你的英国留学生涯将会过得多姿多彩。
We hope you've enjoyed this series. The very best of luck with your university English.
谢谢收听，再会。
BBC 新生校园英语
，BBC Learning English。